As Ari notes, the latest court decision applies to one part of the massive health care law, the insurance mandate that does not take effect until 2014. Other parts of the law remain in effect, according to the judge, and that includes expanded government help for Americans who cannot afford insurance. A new report out this morning looks at baby boomers worried about their insurance. Sarah Varney reports from member station KQED.
The boomers seem to be blessed. Happy-go-lucky, healthy and wealthy, they were the kid for whom everything seemed to tilt in their favor. Then they slammed head-on into the Great Recession.
One of the harsh realities for boomers, especially brought on by this recession, is that their optimistic view of the world has been shattered.
Matt Thornhill is president of the Boomer Project, a market research company. He says many older adults have suffered huge investment losses, and nearly one in four don't have enough money for even a modest retirement.
Those boomers today in their late 50s, early 60s, who have been unemployed for a handful of years now, can't find a job, find themselves up against health crises and unexpected expenses, they're just ill-equipped to deal with it.
And while those boomers have always seemed comfortably comfortable, the reality is that those aged 50 to 64 have been unemployed longer than other adults, and some 8.5 million have no health coverage.
I had a heart attack in June, and this is where you get into trouble real fast.
Bruce Bellingham is a dapper and pugnacious 59-year-old who lives in San Francisco. He's written a book, appeared in several movies, and trained as a chef. But for the last 5 years, he's been unemployed and uninsured. And that heart attack? It left him with $94,000 in medical debt.
I don't want to owe anybody anything. It's the way of the world these days. And as you get older, they never tell you the stuff in school. Things do not get easier.
But in a report released today, the nonpartisan health research foundation, the Commonwealth Fund, found boomers like Bellingham and some 18 million others would gain new benefits under the federal health law. Everything from direct government health coverage to new protections from high out-of-pocket costs. But it may take a while.
Starting in 2014, things really do change.
Sarah Collins authored the report.
If you lose coverage through an employer, you will have access to comprehensive benefits, either through the Medicaid program or through this insurance exchange, where you'll also be eligible, depending on your income, for premium subsidies.
The report found more than 3 million baby boomers could get coverage under Medicaid, the government's insurance program for the poor. The federal law greatly expands Medicaid to include nearly all low-income adults. As of now, recipients need to have dependent children or be disabled to qualify. And some 3.5 million more boomers, the report estimates, will qualify for government subsidies to buy private health insurance. Yesterday's court ruling left all of this intact. Baby boomers, more active and diet-conscious than their meat and potato predecessors, are expected to live longer than past generations, but that depends in part on their ability to access medical care. Stephen Wallace is a public health professor at UCLA.
What's important about age 50 to 64 is that's the age at which you start seeing chronic conditions starting to appear. When you look at heart attacks among men, that's really when you first start to see an uptick.
Getting chronic conditions under control before the big chill set hits Medicare could also, in the end, save money. Studies have found uninsured adults, with their pent-up medical needs, end up costing the federal government dearly. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.